Former Probation Commissioner John O'Brien and two top deputies, William Burke and Elizabeth Tavares, are charged with racketeering and mail fraud. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz says they set up a phony hiring process involving multiple rounds of interviews and scoring sheets, even though they had selected ahead of time the people who would get the jobs based on their Beacon Hill connections.
It was a part of the conspiracy that in order to conceal the true nature of the hiring decisions, the defendants created a sham hiring system, which included, among other things, the posting of employment and promotion opportunities over the internet on the probation department's website, as well as over a telephone hotline, inviting prospective candidates to apply for positions and to submit applications and their resumes.
The jobs went to people sponsored by state lawmakers, including Senate President Therese Murray, former House Speaker Tom Fenderin, and former House Speaker Salda Macy. Other state legislators and members of the judiciary are referenced in the indictment, but not by name. Ortiz says just because state lawmakers got jobs for unqualified people doesn't mean they broke the law.
There's a lot of patronage that was clearly going on, but patronage in and of itself is not illegal. And so people may come to certain assumptions. It may be very unseemly, may be unethical. It could be criminal under certain circumstances. But in and of itself, it's not.
So far, no lawmakers have had charges brought against them, but Ortiz says the investigation is ongoing. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.